This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The central bank gives the assurance measures are in place to protect the financial sector from cyber attacks. Barbados government invests $15 million as part of the startup capital for a proposed blue-green bank. The opposition voices frustration over what it claims is a last-minute notice of bills and late provision of documents for parliamentary debates. And the Ministry of Health signs a tripartite agreement aimed at providing greater opportunities for nurses. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Central Bank has given the assurance that it has implemented measures to mitigate the risk of cyber attacks on the financial sector. Deputy Governor of the Central Bank, Alwyn Jordan, made the disclosure during the launch of the 2023 Financial Stability Report at the Courtney Blackmun Grand Salle. The report is a joint publication between the Central Bank of Barbados and the Financial Services Commission. During the launch event, cyber risks were highlighted as one of the main threats that could potentially impact the island's financial stability. He, however, noted that a potential global economic slowdown and climate risks are also areas of concern that could pose a threat. While highlighting the global increase in cyber attacks since the COVID-19 pandemic, Mr. Jordan said that local financial institutions have been working to improve their security systems.
Some reports indicate that since the onset of the global pandemic, the number of cyber attacks has more than doubled, and estimated losses from cyber attacks can be as high as US $2.5 billion. In order to improve our understanding of the impact of cyber risk, the Central Bank issued a cyber risk service to its licensees, and results indicate that banks and financial companies deem cyber risk to be a priority, and most institutions have implemented board-approved security strategies. Most institutions have also incorporated recovery activities into their cyber risk management frameworks. And as it relates to intrusion methods, the survey found that spam and phishing were the most popular types of cyber attacks experienced last year by financial firms surveyed.
He added that the Central Bank of Barbados has taken steps to strengthen its cybersecurity supervisory framework. Mr. Jordan said they will ensure that institutions fully implement strategies to mitigate cyber risks.
We have issued a technology and cyber risk management guideline, a major cyber incident reporting template, and a classification matrix to the industry, and this compendium of documents. This has allowed us to more effectively monitor cyber attacks within the industry, because once a licensee has reported that they have been the victim of a cyber attack, then they're required to complete these documents and submit them to the Central Bank for our assessment.
Deputy Governor of the Central Bank, Alwyn Jordan. The government of Barbados is investing $15 million as part of the startup capital for a proposed blue-green bank that it sees as critical to helping Barbados and similar countries cope with the fallout from the climate crisis. Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Dr. Chantelle Monroe-Knight, led off debate in the Senate on the blue-green bank bill. She declared that the climate crisis and its impact is also a climate finance crisis, and said that how governments budget for and pay for impacts of climate change is one of the most important and challenging policy questions facing administrations worldwide.
Mr. President, how do we make sure that we have a resilient housing stock? Who pays for that, Mr. President? Who pays to ensure that, as we have been told, that we are going to have a more intense hurricane season this year? How do we make sure that our island is secure, that homes are secure, businesses are secure, Mr. President? Records and cultural assets are secure. Who pays for that?
She explained how the blue-green bank is being funded.
Part of the financing for the bank is $15 million from the government. But again, that $15 million is not new debt. That $15 million was part of a loan from the IMF under the Resilience Fund that the government signed in 2022, and we had agreed to be able to put aside that $15 million for investment in the Blue-Green Bank. But we have others who have come on board. The U.S. through the USAID has agreed to fund $2.5 million U.S. dollars to help with startup capital. The Green Climate Fund has invested another $15 million U.S. as well. Guyana, Bahamas invested. We have as well, Mr. President, CAF, the IDB.
Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Opposition Senator Tricia Watson has chastised government over what she says is the last-minute provision of documents and the inadequate notice of bills coming up for debate. Senator Watson says this gives them very little time to properly prepare.
But I think this is really serious. We are being forced to engage in a cursory review and to pretend that we have properly examined these legislative initiatives. Mr. President, I have to tell you, I am annoyed. I'm trying really hard to not display it, but I think this is really serious.
Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Lisa Cummins, rejected the claim.
However long ago the House of Assembly in the other place would have received this legislation, the honorable member would have received it at the same time. And it is on each individual member to take notice at the time it is raised and it is debated in the other place. Several weeks have passed before this sitting of the Senate was called, and all of us have had the same amount of time with the same responsibilities and the same obligations, and we've come here to do serious business, and I expect that all of us will do the same.
But that explanation did not sit well with the opposition senator.
Notwithstanding that it is laid in the lower house and that it is notified to us, that does not mean we're going to deal with it immediately. And we are not here twiddling our thumbs, none of us. So that means that we are going to look at when it is scheduled for debate. Right now, on the order paper, we have legislation that was debated weeks ago and put on our order paper, and we have not even glanced at it. So it is unreasonable. It is
Opposition Senator Tricia Watson. The Ministry of Health has signed a tripartite agreement between the Barbados Community College and the Chamberlain University in the United States to have nurses trained in advanced nursing practice and to establish a nurse practitioner service in Barbados. A total of 30 registered nurses will be selected to participate in the training, which begins in September this year. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Wayne Marshall, stressed the importance of the training.
Through our collaboration with Chamberlain University, we are embarking on a transformative journey to revolutionize the delivery of healthcare services in Barbados. This initiative aims to enhance access to comprehensive care and to fortify the competence of our nursing workforce. This would align them with the evolving demands of the healthcare sector. It is through joint efforts like these that we can achieve first-class healthcare in Barbados. Teamwork and alliances such as these are fundamental to sustainable access in our health.
Chairman of the Board of Directors of the Barbados Community College, Dr. Allison Leacock, believes the partnership is a timely one.
We all know that the global demand for healthcare workers is growing. The World Health Organization predicts a global shortage of 10 million health workers by 2030, driven by growing aging populations, an aging health workforce, rapid increases in chronic diseases, and the limited capacity of health education programs. A shortage of nurses make up 50% of that gap. So for us at BCC, this partnership is therefore timely and signifies more than just an exchange of resources.
Chairman of the Board of Directors at the Barbados Community College, Dr. Allison Leacock. And finally, former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez has been sentenced to 45 years in prison and given an $8 million fine by a U.S. judge for drug trafficking offenses. He had previously denied the charges against him and at his sentencing on Wednesday insisted that he's innocent and was wrongly and unjustly accused. In March, a jury in New York found Mr. Hernandez guilty on three drug trafficking charges after a two-week trial in the Manhattan Federal Court. He was extradited from Honduras after the U.S. Department of Justice filed three drug trafficking and firearms-related charges against him in 2022. Recapping the headlines, the central bank gives the assurance measures are in place to protect the financial sector from cyber attacks. The Barbados government invests $15 million as part of the startup capital for a proposed blue-green bank. The opposition voices frustration over what it calls last-minute notice of bills and late provision of documents for parliamentary debates. The Ministry of Health signs a tripartite agreement aimed at progressing the nursing practice in Barbados. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.